Hello everyone, I hope you are doing well. I'm your host, Kafia.
And I'm your co-host, Sihan. Today I'm here with Lucky and Khalil.
Hey.
In our podcast, this episode, we will be talking about chemical dye in the fast fashion industry. So tune in.
In the NPR news, is toxic fashion making us sick? The dyes that are used in clothing production in fast fashion can cause allergic reaction from the dye.
By the way, guys, you can buy from other companies that are alternative from fast fashion.
Like Patagonia.
Health concerns are all related to fast fashion, primarily from their chemicals in the synthetic dye and other low-quality raw materials.
Most situations are all correlated to fast fashion, chemical textile dyes that can absorb into your skin.
These issues can cause medical health problems, so be careful.
Did you guys know that the common dyes used in fast fashion productions are azo dyes?
Azo dyes are also carcinogenic.
These dyes are very harmful to your skin. They can cause allergic reactions or even, in worst cases, a tumor formation.
The hazardous dyes can be absorbed into agricultural land, increasing dye pollution.
Did you know how much water is wasted in the making in the fast fashion industry?
The dyeing process is responsible for about 3% of our global CO2 emissions.
Wow, I bet you guys didn't know that.
The synthetic dye uses different chemicals to make different colors made from fossil fuels, leading to pollution.
Don't the garments that are produced have a large carbon footprint?
Yeah, it does.
Most of these dyes are dumped into rivers by factories that can impact agriculture downstream.
The production process dries up our water sources too. Did you guys know they pollute the river streams with textile dye 85% each year?
When you guys buy from a fast fashion company, keep in mind that they use up our water sources.
They use about 700 gallons of water to make one cotton shirt.
Don't they also use about 2,000 gallons of water to make one pair of jeans? No wonder we're facing a global water crisis.
Now think about them making a whole closet stock of those clothes combined. How much water do you guys think they use?
Most of our health concerns all correlate to fast fashion industries, so that cute shirt you're wearing could be the reason your skin is getting reactions.
It's not just us being affected, but also agricultural land. The textile dye sinks into our soil, getting into our crops, eventually into the food we eat.
All of this new information may sound overwhelming and intense, but there are ways we can avoid these situations.
And how do we do that?
We can all start supporting sustainable brands that use non-toxic dyes and environmental friendly production processes.
You can look for companies that are transparent about their supply chain, like Patagonia.
Patagonia is one of the companies that are alternative to fast fashions. They use their recycled materials to produce more of their products, reducing pollution of surplus.
They also contribute free repairs if their products rip or tear in your care, letting you get your money's worth.
Instead of buying a large quantity of clothes, just buy one of these high qualities and will last, and importantly, comfy.
Most of the clothing that is left behind gets thrown into a wasteland, contributing to environmental pollution, continuing with the fast fashion industry.
It causes greenhouse gas emissions and water consumption from the huge textile waste.
Most clothing waste contributes to landfill pollution, releasing harmful chemicals during the decomposition. Isn't the industry a major contributor to greenhouse gas emissions?
Ever since our closets have been getting bigger, the industry released around 897 million tons of CO2.
These emissions increase the terrifying rate of climate change and global warming.
The dye industry also is a huge contributor of water consumption.
Doesn't the clothing dye process and the cotton farming production use at least up to 215 trillion liters of water each day?
Yes, they do. The water pollution from the dye industries
contaminate our resources.
Wow, that's crazy. It's terrifying we don't know the backstory of our clothes.
For sure, and washing the clothes you bought from the fast fashion industries release microplastics into our water system.
Now think of how many people are on this earth washing their clothes from fast fashion.
How many microplastics do you think reach into our waters?
That's a good question. 500,000 pieces of microfibers are released into our oceans each year from washing the clothes.
So how much clothes are being decomposed by fast fashion?
About 85% of clothes that discarded are often incinerated in landfills.
About 85% of clothing that's discarded are often incinerated in landfills.
This is all caused from the overproduction and overconsumption of fast fashion.
Doesn't all these huge issues bring the global textile industry to a critical point?
Indeed it does.
So you must be wondering, how will you buy clothes if you can't support fast fashion industries?
There's a company called Patagonia, and trust me, they don't cause pollution.
Well, what are their products made out of exactly?
That's a great question. Their products are made out of recycled materials and recycled fabrics.
That's so good for our environment since it uses less land and water to produce the products.
Yes, and they even source through certified organic cotton.
What do they do for their consumers?
They offer free repairs once their product is either ripped or has holes. Their products last so long too, letting you feel comfortable for a long period.
They even go through a safe procedure process to make sure their diet isn't harmful for both humans and our environment.
So the next time you're out shopping to buy more clothes, try and remember the story behind these dyes they might use.
It may look cute on the outside, but from the inside, it causes so much damage.
Fashion chaos. If you're interested in learning more about the truth about industry, keep in tune with our podcast.
Until next time, I'm your host, Kafia, reminding you to invest in better friendly companies.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.